Section C. Compound Dictation. Every morning, when I drive past the street corner, I can always see the big sign standing outside the gas station. The sign lists the price of gasoline per gallon. However, in the past few months, the number never seemed to decrease. My family, schoolmates, and co-workers have all been complaining about this serious issue. The car is one of the most popular means of transportation in Southern California. People even say, "We cannot live without cars." According to scientific predictions, we will run out of gasoline in 50 years. People will not be able to drive cars, take planes, or even sail ships. When the time comes, hardly anything will function normally. In this case, governments will have to provide funds to research departments to develop new forms of energy on which cars can run. One idea, for example, is that people in California will be able to drive solar-powered cars since it is extremely sunny most of the time. In other states, there are people developing new forms of fuel involving alcohol mixed with gasoline or new combinations like gasoline plus corn oil. Who knows what forms of new energy people will be using in the future? Without problems showing up, there will be no new solutions. Society needs to move forward. Sometimes, we need these challenges to motivate us to achieve great things. Now the passage will be read again. Every morning, when I drive past the street corner, I can always see the big sign standing outside the gas station. The sign lists the price of gasoline per gallon. However, in the past few months, the number never seemed to decrease. My family, schoolmates, and co-workers have all been complaining about this serious issue. The car is one of the most popular means of transportation in Southern California. People even say, "We cannot live without cars." According to scientific predictions, we will run out of gasoline in 50 years. People will not be able to drive cars, take planes, or even sail ships. When the time comes, hardly anything will function normally. In this case, governments will have to provide funds to research departments to develop new forms of energy on which cars can run. One idea, for example, is that people in California will be able to drive solar-powered cars since it is extremely sunny most of the time. In other states, there are people developing new forms of fuel involving alcohol mixed with gasoline or new combinations like gasoline plus corn oil. Who knows what forms of new energy people will be using in the future? Without problems showing up, there will be no new solutions. Society needs to move forward. Sometimes, we need these challenges to motivate us to achieve great things. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Every morning when I drive past the street corner, I can always see the big sign standing outside the gas station. The sign lists the price of gasoline per gallon. However, in the past few months, the number never seemed to decrease. My family, schoolmates, and co-workers have all been complaining about this serious issue. The car is one of the most popular means of transportation in Southern California. People even say, "We cannot live without cars." According to scientific predictions, we will run out of gasoline in 50 years. People will not be able to drive cars, take planes, or even sail ships. When the time comes, hardly anything will function normally. In this case, governments will have to provide funds to research departments to develop new forms of energy on which cars can run. One idea, for example, is that people in California will be able to drive solar-powered cars since it is extremely sunny most of the time. In other states, there are people developing new forms of fuel involving alcohol mixed with gasoline, or new combinations like gasoline plus corn oil. Who knows what forms of new energy people will be using in the future? Without problems showing up, there will be no new solutions. Society needs to move forward. Sometimes, we need these challenges to motivate us to achieve great things.